Now when Joseph and Mary was to Bethlehem bound, they with travel were weary, yet no lodging was found in the city of David. Though they sought it for all, they alas could not have it, but in an ox stall. Though this place was no braver, but as mean as could be, our Redeemer and Savior, the great King of glory. Then a sweet babe of heaven, he was born there, we find, whose sweet life was once given for the sins of mankind. Whilst the shepherds was feeding of their flocks in the field, then the birth of our Savior unto them was revealed. Many angels assembled in their glory appeared, whilst the shepherds did tremble, being smitten with fear. Oh, forbear to be fearful, ye have reason to sing. Then rejoice and be cheerful, we glad tidings to bring. There is born in the city of David, therefore, such a Savior of pity, whom we do adore. He's the Prince of Salvation, then be not afraid. And with this salutation to the shepherds they said, be no longer a stranger, for in swaddling clothes he's laid in a manger. Then the shepherds arose. Being resolved together, they to Bethlehem go. Aye, and when they came thither, then they found it was so. They in duty adored him, come where he was laid. Straight they fall down before him, this obedience they made. May the wise men whose prudence had discovered this star came to pay their obedience, and they traveled from far, bringing with them the choicest what their country afford of gold, myrrh, and spices to present to the Lord. Their example engages every Christian to be, ever since in all ages, to be noble and free. Then rejoice and be merry in a moderate way, never, never be weary to honor this day. Then rejoice and be merry in a moderate way. Never, never be weary.